From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. President Donald Trump delivered his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress last night. The message began with calls for partisan unity, but took a sharp turn to rebuke investigations of his administration. He then continued calls for his signature issues, immigration and a border wall. Following the speech, all eyes were on Georgia, where former gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams delivered the Democratic response from Atlanta.
Because America wins by fighting for our shared values against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That is who we are.
Abrams made history as the first African-American woman and first non-sitting official to give the response. GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler was at an Atlanta watch party last night and joins me in the studio to talk about more. Hello, welcome.
Good morning.
Well, first, set the scene for us. You were at Noni's Bar in Delhi. From pictures on Twitter, it looks like you were standing under a disco ball behind the bar.
That is right, Virginia. It was pretty much the only place for me. It was packed. They said the occupancy of the front room was about 220, and I'd say there were close to that number there, people sitting, standing, eating, watching. Many of the people that were there said it was the first time that they watched the State of the Union publicly or something like that because they were there to support Stacey Abrams. This was pushed by the Georgia Democrat Party and Abrams' new voting rights group, Fair Fight Action. So there were signs, there were cheers, there were chants. So they were trying to do this to keep supporters stoked for whatever Abrams' next move may be.
So a heavily Democratic crowd wondering about the response. President Trump's State of the Union speech lasted just under an hour and a half. What were some of the big takeaways?
Well, some of the big takeaways in the crowd was lots of booing. I was actually had to follow along on text because the people watching were so loud and raucous with the president's speech. But immigration is still the biggest issue. The border wall, border security, stopping gangs. Also, it's the Democrats' fault for many of the things that happen, in case you haven't heard that before. There was a really nice moment where they sang happy birthday to a Holocaust survivor, you know, one of the few ad-libbed things that happened during the speech. But many Democrats they kept showing were visibly dismissive of President Trump's speech.
Yeah, some funny memes about how Nancy Pelosi was looking behind the podium there. Anything come up, however, that make you think specifically of Georgia voters?
Well, I mean, talk about border wall, border security, immigration is something that even though Georgia does not have a physical border with Mexico, it's something on the minds of a lot of people because we have industries in Georgia that benefit from migrant workers and maybe some undocumented immigrants that come there. Governor Brian Kemp has made stopping gangs a big priority of his, so there's some overlap there. And President Trump did give a shout out to something that Congress did do, which is reform the VA, which is something that Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson championed.
Okay, so the Democratic response, of course, came from Georgia's own Stacey Abrams. First time a Georgian gave that response. What was her approach to this national audience?
Well, it followed a pretty typical pattern of a speech that she delivered, personal anecdotes with pieces of policy, but it still kept things more Georgia-focused than I think people were anticipating. She didn't mention Governor Kemp or former Governor Deal by name, but used them both as examples of how not to work bipartisan in nature and how bipartisanship can get things done. And she hammered home some pretty forceful points, Democratic talking points about border safety, you know, talking about children in cages and gun rights and gun safety and things like that.
This was the biggest speech of her political career to date. What did viewers and pundits have to say?
Well, I've already read two articles this morning talking about why isn't Stacey Abrams running for president in 2020. So I think, you know, she's no Bobby Jindal or Steve Beshear. She broke the curse of giving the State of the Union response by delivering a rhetorically strong response that hit all of her personal talking points and I think a lot of the party's talking points. And a lot of people had a lot of good things to say. I mean, even people on the right that said a lot of what she had to say was not grounded in reality thought that she delivered it well. So I think this was a strong speech for her on many levels.
She already has said she's not leaving politics anytime soon. Too early to say, Stacey 2020?
I think not. She did say by the end of March she's going to make a decision about whether she runs for Senate. But I think after a speech like this and with a reception like this, there's definitely going to be more Stacey Abrams campaigns in our near future.
Plenty to follow with Stephen Fowler. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stephen's our GPB politics reporter covering all things legislative for us at the Capitol. You can hear his latest piece on the State of the Union. That's online at gpbnews.org.